Chapter 3. Marty reached back and shut off the music as I stood and straightened my cocktail dress. He gave me an odd look and scooted to the bedroom. I realized he was doing it for my benefit, so no one would ask any embarrassing questions. A smile crept across my face as I slowly stepped toward the door, giving Marty time to disappear into the rear of the apartment. I carefully opened the door a crack to see my friend Allie's face. I could tell something was wrong. "What's up, Allie?" I said, without slurring any words. The pride had to be written across my face. She kept her voice low but said,
"My God, Christy, you may want to keep it down a little bit with your new friend. We hear complaints from downstairs, as well as people on either side of your room. It sounds like a South Beach nightclub in here."
Her slight Serbian accent made it a bit hard to understand her.
"What are they gonna do? Call the cops?"
Her smile told me not much was going to happen. The old me would have been unbelievably embarrassed. Instead, there was something liberating about showing off how much fun I was having. After Allie left, but before I could slip back to tell Marty, there was another knock at the door. I thought Allie had come back. This time, I flung the door open to scare my friend, but then I saw that it was two uniformed Palm Beach cops. I recognized one of them from around town, a typical buff, tan, friendly Palm Beach cop. He said,
"Allie told us she spoke to you, but we have to follow up because someone called us directly and made a complaint."
I used a serious tone, even though I wanted to laugh. All I said was, "I understand."
"Do you?"
"No more loud music." The tall cop sighed and said,
"We've got enough to do."
"Do you? Do you really?" I couldn't help myself. The cop smiled and shrugged.
"Maybe not, but keep it down anyway."
He could have been a jerk, but luckily, Palm Beach cops are known for being polite to residents, and at least for now, I was still considered a Palm Beacher. I headed back to the bedroom and found Marty looking sober and ready to flee.
"What's up? You're not leaving, are you?"
"I heard the cops."